إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the means by which this purpose is to be achieved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the purpose for which He created us, He told us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn and the ins, the jinn and the human beings, for anything other than my worship. And in order to fulfill this purpose, in order to take care of our needs, in order to enable us to fulfill the purpose for which He created us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the rest of the world. Where He said, سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. He said, whatever is in the heavens and the earth, I have made this obedient to you and subservient to you. The issue is that we forget this. And because we forget it, we leave the purpose for which Allah created us, and we get worried about our own survival in this world. And then we start to make plans and spend our time and effort in trying to survive in this world. Whereas the world itself has been created for us to survive. We forget that Allah did not tell us that this world I have created and you look after yourself in this world. Allah did not say, I have created this world and you create for yourself an environment of survival. Allah said, I will provide this for you. I will provide this for you. You do what I sent you for, which is the purpose of your creation, which is my ibadah. Many times people tell me, I want to acquire higher knowledge. It's very good. What shall I do? So I say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, Aqimus Salah. Establish my ibadah. Establish Salah. So do you know this? Have you heard about this? Yes. So what are you doing about this? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying I want to acquire higher knowledge. That's the answer. So my point is, if somebody comes and asks me and says I want to drive in the Grand Prix or in Formula One and I want to win that race, right? So the question asked the guy is, do you have a driver's license? He said, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying I want to win the Grand Prix. So what question am I asking? I will ask him the same question. Do you have a driver's license? He said, no, you don't understand me. I'm not talking about driver's license. I want to win in Formula One. My question is, how will you win in Formula One if you do not even have a driver's license? How will you win in Formula One if you do not even know how to drive a car? Nay? So how will you acquire higher knowledge in Islam if you do not even establish Salah? The establishment of Salah, we have to understand this, and we must convince ourselves that this is the highest of knowledge. The establishment of Salah, the five first salawat in the masjid, is not lower knowledge. This is the highest of knowledge. This is the peak of knowledge. There is no knowledge beyond this. The ultimate knowledge is this. Why do I say that? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. The only hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on top of the seven heavens is this salah. Only hukum. The rest of the Quran, everything else in the Quran came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this earth. Every single thing came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this earth. I'm not saying it is lower and higher, I'm just saying fact of life. But the hukum, the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any intermediaries, without Jibreel alayhi salam, on top of the seven heavens, is the order of salah. These five salawat. Everything else came through Jibreel alayhi salam or through some other means. It came on this earth, but this came there. What is higher than this? What is higher than this? These five salawat in the masjid are the essence of iman. These are the proof of iman. This is the proof of iman. This is the driver's license. You want to enter the Grand Prix? You need a driver's license. This is the driver's license. This is the proof that we have iman. Only thereafter comes higher studies. Only thereafter comes Jannatul Firdaus. Only thereafter comes Wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on. The proof is what? First of all, you have to be a Muslim. If a non-Muslim comes to me and says, I want to become a wali of Allah, what will I tell him? Keep on worshipping Ganapati, keep on going to church on time. Will I say this? What is the first thing which I will tell? If I want to become a wali of Allah, what is the first thing I will tell him? Become Muslim. Say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, enter Islam. No. You're telling me something. I'm talking, I want to become a wali of Allah. Don't tell me these low-level things. And supposing he replies. What is the answer to that? There is no wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without la ilaha illallah. Please tell me, where is this? The basic fundamental building block is what? Is La ilaha illallah. And what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? The meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is the salah. This is the meaning. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al ahadu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as salah. فَمَنْ عَرَضَ حَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. He said the ahad, the line, the covenant, the boundary between them and us, between those who are not Muslim and us, meaning those who are Muslim, is the salah. The one who has left it has committed kufr. The one who has left it, the one who leaves it, has left Islam. This is the one thing which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. The other hadith with a different wordings meaning the same thing. So it is something which has been mentioned very clearly, and this is something on which the Sahaba, all of them, were muttafaqun alayhi. They were all totally agreed upon this one particular hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other matters, they may have had difference of opinion, but there is no difference of opinion on the Sahaba with respect to Salah. That Salah is the symbol, it is the sign, it is the proof of Iman. Where there is no Salah, we cannot say whether the person had Iman or not. That is the proof. How do I know that a person is Muslim? By his name? No. By whether he had a beard or not? No. By whether the person used to wear a turban or not? No. By whether the person, if the woman was wearing a hijab? No. Only one way. How do I know a person, man or woman, is a Muslim? Did they pray? Not did they pray once in a while when they felt like praying. Did they pray only on Eid? No. Did they used to pray their salah regularly or not? That is the sign of iman. If that is not there, then there is no guarantee of iman. Wallahu alam. Whether the person was Muslim, not Muslim, Allah knows. You might still do their salatul janazah. What else will you do? But that's not a sign of iman. When Rasulullah was asked about the highest level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ihsan, he said, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِن لَمْ تَكُن تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. He said, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see Him. And though you do not see Him, know that He sees you. Everything begins, the foundation is the salah. And in that salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِيُونَ. So one is to establish this salah, which means to pray the five salawat on time in the masjid. And the second one is the quality of this salah. Do we have khushu in this salah? Even if you are praying five times in the masjid, what is the quality of this salah? Is my thought wandering here and there? Am I distracted? Am I concentrating? Am I connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if I am seeing Him? And though I do not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do I have this awareness that Allah is watching me, Allah is seeing me? This is the meaning of salah. Do I pray and what is the quality of the salah? Until we get this right, believe me, nothing else will happen. Nothing else will happen. Stop fooling yourself that I am making hymns of the Quran, that I am reading Siyar Sitta, that I am doing this, that I am doing Usul of Fiqh, that I am studying in this madrasa and that Darul Uloom. Nothing will help you until you get your salah right. And the same thing applies to everything else in life. As I said, Allah created the world in order to help you so that you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sequence. A equals B equals C. So therefore, A equals C. The worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the world so that you can be freed to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means what? Which means if you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be freed and the world will take care of you. Free does not mean I'm saying sit at home and do nothing. No, you will be freed from worry. You will be freed from this whole... tomorrow we'll talk about that in more detail, but I'm saying that Allah created the world for this. Instead of that, we have got involved in the world. So therefore, the salah has been created so that you can be free from the worries of life. So we cannot get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without this salah. And we cannot succeed in this world without this salah. You will never succeed in your business until you pray five times salah in the masjid. Take my word for it. You will not succeed. You cannot succeed. Allah will not allow you to succeed. If you are Muslim, Allah created you for a purpose. Don't believe that you can leave that purpose and succeed in so-called dunya. It cannot happen. It cannot happen. You will succeed in this dunya only and only and only when you fulfill the purpose for which Allah created you. Allah did not create you for whatever you are doing in the dunya. Allah created that dunya to help you. Instead of letting the dunya help you, you are getting involved with the dunya and forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is this possible? Tell me. So salah in the masjid, five times a day at its appointed time, and the quality of the salah. This is the fundamental building block of the rest of it. Until we get this right, we cannot succeed in the dunya or akhirah. You cannot succeed in deen or dunya, either one, until this gets right. And that is why we have to focus on this. That is why we have to ensure that we pray in the masjid and we pray with the correct quality of salah, with khushu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the fundamental of this deen and to follow them and to practice them, and then to enable us to reach a level where He is pleased with us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.